Okay, Isles Nation, tonight is a special one. We've got a Long Island native, current New York Islander, off to a great start this season for the Blue and Orange. The one and only Kyle Palmieri is with us here on the 10 Questions Sit Down. Kyle, the fans know how this goes, but I'm going to put you on the spot here. You've had a remarkable NHL career so far. When you look back at it and all of the games that you've played very, very well, can you pinpoint the game that you feel like you were at maybe your all-time best?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, probably most recent memorable one would, I think, probably be Pittsburgh game one in the playoffs when I first got here. So 2021 playoffs. I was really excited to be back in the playoffs. And I think for me, had a goal in the first and then won an OT. That's my only OT playoff goal, and that's a pretty surreal feeling.
Sure. Who do you think is the most underrated player in the National Hockey League at this point?
That's tough. I mean, I think a couple of those guys in Florida were underrated before. Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, as far as keep it local, I mean, probably Nico Hischier. I've loved his game since he came over as an 18-year-old, and I think it's just matured and got even better, and I think he's going to be a guy who's winning a lot of awards over the course of his career.
Let's say a fan wants your autograph. When's the best time for them to approach you?
Yeah, probably practice day. It's tough. I mean, sometimes if you're in a rush, I mean, you never really know what's going on either side of it. So, but yeah, practice days are usually you got a little time on your hands.
You've played with the Islanders and, of course, the Anaheim Ducks as well. Were you ever pranked by a teammate? And if so, I need the story.
Nothing crazy. Like, I see all those, a lot of those pranks. Nothing, I don't remember, nothing sticks out the top of my head. Usually it's just the little stuff. So nothing big right off the top of my head.
I feel like I got to switch that question up because either everybody's being dishonest or nothing happens because everybody said, oh, you know, just the little stuff like, you know, skate blades getting covered up on that.
Yeah, I think the bar is set so high with the ones you see that kind of go viral that I think for the most part it's a lot of low-key water cup in the helmet, stuff like that.
When you encounter a tough night at the rink, what's the best medicine for you personally to get over that when you get home?
I mean, usually my kids are sleeping, but seeing them in the morning, I think, is one of the things that it kind of just resets. In all reality, they don't care if you had a good or bad game. They're just excited to see you. And I think since having kids, I think waking up to see them is the number one thing. But maybe before that, just kind of resetting, not thinking about the game.
Looking outside of hockey, what athlete do you admire the most?
Big golf fan, so Tiger Woods. I mean, I think his run there in the early 2000s and just everything he's accomplished in his career, how dominant he was. I think outside of hockey, that's a guy who's obviously put together a pretty impressive career.
Tiger Woods, Scottie Scheffler, the most two popular answers so far. Talking with Kyle Palmieri here on the 10 Questions Sit Down. Kyle, when you get out your smartphone, do you have one app on it that you think everybody needs to know about?
No, I'm pretty generic with my apps. I'm on Instagram, and then it's just phone calls, messages, and the baby monitors.
Hockey players are known to be kind of fearless and warriors out there, but when was the last time that you ever got nervous about anything?
Last season, I had a couple of tough ones with my face that are never fun. Trips to the dentist, I think, are the worst thing on the planet. So anything with your teeth is not fun to deal with.
First time we've heard that answer. That's a good one, though. What's a question you get asked a lot that you're tired of answering?
Actually, you asked me about it before.
I was waiting for this day to come, by the way.
The Smithtown question, because I'm technically born in Smithtown, but never lived there. The house, we were living in East Mariches at the time, and then I moved to Jersey when I was four. So I am technically born on Long Island, but realistically was raised in Jersey, and Smithtown wasn't really a part of it, but it's followed me through my entire career.
For some context, before we fired this interview off, I was asking about Smithtown and about the area, so I apologize for that.
No, I do know about the area, obviously, and being here for the last couple of years, and obviously growing up, a lot of family in that area, so I know about it. It's just funny how a lot of people tie me in with Smithtown when there's not really much other than the day I was born.
I was waiting for somebody to call me out, so thanks for being the first one. My favorite part of these interviews is at the end. I want you to ask the next person in line a question, but I've got one first from your captain, Anders Lee. He knew we were talking to you next. He wants to know actual hardware and tools in your garage. What's your favorite tool and why? It's a good question, by the way.
Probably versatility-wise, it has to be the power drill. Okay. Yeah, keep it simple.
I don't need to be. How often do you use said power drill?
I take it out any chance I can get. Use it for some cleaning, too, if I need to.
All right. We're going to talk to Bo Horvat next for our next episode of the 10 Questions. I want to know if you have a question for Bo Horvat.
You could ask if, when he first started playing hockey, if he had to use an adult-size helmet. I need to know.
All right.
My son's about to start playing hockey, so I want to know if Bo was wearing an adult size.
Stay tuned for that. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.